perhaps a post-game show on the Bob Knight visit. First visit in a long time.
All right, I have 5 points that I think need to be said. The five key plays in that Bob Knight interview.
Okay.
Let's do these chronologically. First of all, he walked in like a real-life Darth Vader.
With his cape flowing.
Flanked by his henchmen. And before he put on the headphones and sat down, you had an awkward exchange. Was that done on the air?
Yeah.
Because he walked up, we were talking, right, it was.
Look, I tanked. I called him Mr. Knight, which, because you see him and you think,
you said, hello, Mr. Knight.
You see him and you think, Bobby
hello,
Knight.
Mr.
Yeah, you're not going to call him Bobby.
You see him and you think Bobby Knight, that's what your brain says, but you also know not to call him Bobby Knight. You're allowed to call him Bob Knight or Coach Knight. But
you're not
going to
call him Knight. You're not going to call him Knight.
And then all I could think of was you reading the story moments before he walked in here about what's up, Knight. So that's what I'm thinking in my head, and I'm like, don't say what's up, Knight.
So I
end up with, hello, Mr. Knight, which he hasn't been called ever.
And then you say, oh, I'm sorry, that's your dad.
That's what Dan said. Oh, okay. That was Dan's recovery for me because he felt bad for me.
Well, then, the awkwardness of he puts on the headphones 15 seconds into a 2-minute song.
Dan wants the whole thing to play.
And I'm just sitting there wanting to listen to the song and see his reaction as they do the chair whizzing by his head.
And let me tell you something. He is not happy. He's sitting back, just looking straight ahead.
That's his bit. He's happy, but he doesn't want anyone to get comfortable around him.
That's his bit, but... Now, point three is that we have the elephant in the room is the looming Corby situation, which we played you that audio.
Literally for 3 years we've heard that he hates you guys and will never go on the station again. And I figured that Dan, we were probably getting information from his people and that he probably isn't really spending too much time worried about it. But in the back of your mind, you're wondering, well, what if I'm wrong?
No, they've had other publicists and whatever set him up to be on our show to promote something. And how'd it go? Was it good?
Good work.
What did he say about us?
Do you like my clothes?
Oh, okay. He said nice stuff?
He was very complimentary of us.
Okay, well, no, he wasn't. Thanks.
You're the best.
Thanks for having him.
You two guys have been very, very good for sports and sports in the Dallas area, but just sport in general.
I agree.
Thank you,
Coach. Okay, that was the last point.
Thank God for you two for saving sport in general.
The elephant in the room was the Corby situation. So when he was being a little standoffish maybe in the beginning, while you're right, Bob, that's him, and that's how he has been in every interview ever. But I wondered,
is there an
extra element where he's about to say, look, I just came over to tell you that you embarrassed me and it was a horrible thing you've done to me.
Mama wears combat boots.
I'm about to kick some ass right now. Yeah.
Which, you know, wouldn't be the worst thing for radio if you remember Lee Corso and everything.
Sure. It's happened here before.
Yeah, it's the SMU Forum. You never know what's going to happen at the SMU Forum. It's crazy. Okay, so that's point three, but after we got it going a little bit, it seemed, there's no elephant in the room. He doesn't care about what happened. It's all great.
High five.
And then, who would think Bob would...
Don't you think Charles Barkley making the 84 Olympic team is rather innocuous?
Yeah, but like you said, it is a story out there, and we had never brought it up, but... It's a thing that you might wonder about. Hey, I wonder why. He was one of the best players in the NBA after that. And
don't you think his explanation summed it all up just fine?
Why? Yeah, it was great.
So why'd I get the let's move on to something else?
Do we have that audio yet or no?
It's probably
it's a little over 2 minutes.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Maybe we'll play it tomorrow or...
Can we just get
let's go on to another subject.
Oh, the siren with the air siren in the background.
That was for you, Bob.
But he kind of said, I have nothing. I don't want to have anything to do with Charles Barkley. Let's go on to another subject, which reminded me of.
And he wasn't joking.
Remember the story in Tech where they were at a salad bar or a Luby's or something, and supposedly he had thrown some guy's salad at him or whatever in the meeting room.
Tossed it at him.
In the meeting room that day, it was, well, let's see if we could get him to say, tossed his salad. And so that was the charge to me. It was, can you get him to say, toss salad, at some point, just so we could have a drop where he says, toss salad.
That was the whole objective.
Yes.
It kind of was.
Oh, wow.
And so I asked him about it.
Disrespecting that Hall of Famer like that.
I asked him about it. And Gerbs, do you have the two cuts? I asked him about it, and here's what he answered with.
Let's go on to something that has some importance to it, if in fact there is anything.
So then I decided, well, I'm really trying to get him to say it. Let's follow up and say, well, you know, but really, what happened? And
you may have missed what I said. I said, let's go on to something that has some importance to it, if in fact there is anything.
You may have missed what I said.
That was a classic Bob Knight moment. Now, that was on the phone.
Right.
Now we were here staring at him, and as he's shooting daggers at you with his eyes.
But it's just Charles Barkley.
After the Barkley story, and he's like, I have nothing. I don't want to have anything to do with Charles Barkley.
With his arms folded, laying on his stomach. I mean,
and then what's the shortcut of him telling Bob?
Then let's go on to another subject.
You want like the last 40 seconds or so?
Why not?
And he brought in the weight charts, and not only had Barkley not gone down to 265, he went up to 284.
He went back?
And I told Tim to get him his plane ticket. And I told him, I said, people may not tell you what they want, or they may not follow through on it, but I told you what I wanted. Now, for the next 8 years, Barkley bitched and complained about not making the Olympic team when it was his own fault. So I don't have a whole lot of use for Charles Barkley.
Wow.
Does that answer your question?
Oh, it does.
Then let's go on to another subject.
All right. Very good. Sports Radio 13.
See, you were
quick ID there.
So the ID while you're thinking in your head of the next question.
Yeah, because I wanted follow ups on Barkley.
Right. You obviously were about to go into some more, and
so I had to scramble and come up with a totally different topic off the top of my head.
That's point four, and then point five is when we had said our goodbyes and shook hands, and then he said, "Wait."
I want to make another point.
And then I got to thinking about the Corby situation again.
Like he's about to yell at Corby, I think.
Yeah, he ended up
he was very nice.
Giving us a little shoulder rub. And
It was very complimentary. And
it was a nice ending, but it for that split second, I was very worried that...
Isn't it funny, though, Dan, with certain people, the first time you meet them, it's a little weird, but then you get a manner of comfort level.
Rapport.
And what's weird is we've interviewed them, I don't know, 75 times. And
it's still like the first time.
It's still like the very first time.
We're still as scared as we were.
We never get a comfort level, but it's always enjoyable. So, anyway, there's that.